The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah tells us, Masru Ziknei Bezdin, they were Moisu, the Ziknei Bezdin, the representatives of Bezdin, gave the Kohen Gadol, so to speak, over to the Ziknei Kuna, ve'alu l'beis haftinas, v'shbiu v'niftu v'halchu l'hem. They were Mashbihim, Ishi Kohen Gadol on Ushluche Bezdin Yato Shluchenu Ushliach Bezdin Mashbi Anu Alecho B'Misha Shochen Shmoy Babay Zeh Tegim Meshvua Chamura Shalei Tishane Dovi Mikol Masha Amarnu Lecho Hu Poyushu Becha. A whole emotional event of them standing on him, them being Mashbi him, that he should be faithful to the Seder Avodah the way it was taught by the Chachmei HaMesoris. The Gemara explains it was coming Lafuke the Tzedukim, who made a whole insistence on the being Mishana on Yom Kippur, the Seder of the Ketoris, which the whole year round was brought into the Heichel, into the Kodesh, but on Yom Kippur was brought into the Kodesh Kodashim by the Kohen Gadol with Big Dead Lavan. They dashed in the Pasuk of the Ketoris, Ki Be'on and Eroh Alakapayus, they understood the pasuk to tell us in the beginning of Parshat Akhmei Mois that the keteris had to be poured onto the machnen, the smoke of the onan of the keteris had to be created outside the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kodashim. Whereas Chazal, Dash and Kibon, they were all like a pasuk, but it was created inside. That it was the pasuk later on says that it was put, the Eish was put onto the keteris inside the Kodesh Kodashim. This is the Nakuda. The Gemara says later on that the Tzedukim fought on this Nakuda on Moshe Nevesh. They even knew they would die. They died anyways. Seems to be a whole jihad, a whole Mochemes Mitzvah that was performed by the Tzedukim for what seemingly is a minor. What was their stake in the matter? The Rambam makes an Asik out of this interesting historical episode of the Tzedukim being Moshe Nefesh unchanging. And the Rambam, when he brings this halacha down, Nahilchus Avodis Yom Kippurim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, gives a historical hakdomah. Bebayis Shein Itzotz Minus Biyitzol, Biyotzu Tzedukim Sheinim Aminim. In the times of Bayis Shein, Minus, heresy, Kfiru in Torah Shabbal Peh, sprouted, interesting lashon. Tzotz minus b'Yisrael, minus sprouted in Klal Yisrael, v'yotzu tzedukim she'enem aminim. The Rambam with that introduces this struggle to keep the nemonus to the Seder avoided the way it was practiced by Chazal, the Fidim Seder of Torah Shabbal Peh, and it's not the Rambam's derech to wax eloquent. When the Rambam emphasizes something, it means it's something important. What's this idea of Tzotz Minus B'Yisrael? What's this idea? Why was this introduction of Kfiru, of heresy in Klal Yisrael, this Melchama against Torah Shabbat Peh, specifically directed as an attack against the Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur? The Poshut Pshat, the Rambam is telling us that the Bayis Sheni, the Tzotz Minus B'Yisrael, the Svarim tell us, is the fact that Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says, that Hashras HaShchina, the Shchina was felt in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shchina was felt in the Beis HaMikdash in Bayis Sheni, but there was a certain element of Hashras HaShchina, Hei Dvarim Choser, they were missing the Eish, the Shuyar, Min HaShemayim Alam Ezbech, they were missing Nevuah, they were missing the Urim V'tumim. There was a distinct absence of Hashras HaShchina on their level. We have no inkling of a Havamina of what Bayis Sheni, we have no inkling of what Reb Kiva Egel looked like. We certainly don't have an inkling of what Beis Yosef and the Ramah and the Rajba, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rav Haigoin, Abaye V'Rova looked like. But we have no inkling whatsoever of what Bayis Sheni was. But on their level, on the level of Tanoim and Amiroim, Chazal HaKadoshim tell us that there was an absence of Hashuas HaShchina felt in Bayis Sheni, vis-a-vis Bayis Rishon, and in the absence of that Hashuas HaShchina, there's a place for Kviru. There's a Mokin, nature abhors a vacuum. When there's a vacuum of felt Hashuas HaShchina, there's a growth, there's a natural growing. That's what the Rambam calls Tzotz Minus B'Yisrael. There's an automatic, it's an organic process, a natural process. Minus grows in a absence,
in a vacuum of Hashruas Hashchina. Where the Rebbe Hashem is not felt, there's always going to be the void is always going to be filled by something else. When people don't feel a meaningful relationship with the Rebbe Hashem, they're going to feel a meaningful relationship with something else, be it an addiction, be it tumah, be it whatever the case may be. It's a natural mitzvah. That's where the Rebbe Hashem made the world. The beginning of Vayasheni coincided with the bittul of Hashruas Hashchina. One looks in the Seder Olam, which is the chronology of written by the Tannaim of history. In the Seder Olam, it says that if you make the cheshbon from Bayis Rishon going over the 70 years of Golas Bavel, leminyoneinu binyan Bayis Sheni comes down in the year 4308. Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in the year 3408. Bayis Rishon was destroyed, Nechra by Nebuchadnezzar, in the year 3338, 70 years of Golas Bavel. 3408, the Beis Hamikdash was built. 3448 was the end of the kahuna of Ezra Sofer. Ezra Sofer is also the last Novi. Chag Hezchayah Malachi is Ezra Sofer. That was the year that Bittul Nevuah took place, the Seder Olam. The Goyen, in his Agos and Seder Olam, points out that was the year that Nevuah became Bottle. That was also the year that Yovan came to the fore. Yovan became a world power, but Yovan represents Kvira, Choshech Zu Yovan, Cheshkas Yovan, Chokmas Yovan, is the representative of the worship of nature. The lack of feeling the Rebbe Shalom in this world started, and that void, that kufa, that void was filled by the mitzvahs of Cheshkas Yovan. Yovan grew to a world power, and the year that Alexander Mukhtan, that Alexander the Great, had the chutzpah to march on Yerushalayim, he was stopped. Says that Shimon HaTzadik, who was the successor of Ezra Sofer, went out to greet Alexander by the gates of Yerushalayim. He went to the north of Eretz Yisrael before he would come down to Yerushalayim. He went out in the Big Day Kuna when Alexander Mukhtan saw him. The Gemara says that he fell down. He said, the tzura of this man goes in front of me in battle. The triumph where Alexander, with Chochmas Yovan, had to bow and be mevatel itself in front of Kuna Gedola was that year. Was the year, Shimon HaTzadik was a young man then, he was claimed Agodol for 40 years. Those 40 years, there was still a certain amount of Ashur HaShchina. Says the Ne'emar Avi was always Doilik. The Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Nisim that are listed in the Mishnayos, continued all through the days of Shimon HaTzadik. But the Mitzius of Bittul of Ashur HaShchina plays a very, very direct link to this Tzotz Minas B'Yisrael. It's not just there was Tzotz Minas B'Yisrael, there was Tzedukim. The Tzotz Minas B'Yisrael was in the absence of Ashruas Hashchina. That's what Bittul of Nevuah represents. That's what the growth of the Tzedukim. Tzedukim are just a code name for assimilated Jews. We tend to think when we look at the Gemaras, that the Tzedukim were idealists. Really, all the Tzedukim were, they had a secular philosophy, and they used their Melchama against Teresh Baal Peh as a way of couching living a secular lifestyle. That's all. They were enemies of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim represent Asher Bo Chabonu Mikol HaAmim. It's really the same story over and over again. Every ism over the last few hundred years basically has this point. It starts out as an idea, as an ideology, as a shita, and a new way of doing things, but really all it is a hidden mulchama against Torah v'landeh, Torah v'landeh, Torah v'chachomeh, and so on and so forth. Is the Tzotz Minas B'Yisrael, the Rambam is telling us that this mulchama with the Tzedukim over the faithfulness of the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, was a mulchama for the soul of Klal Yisrael. Like we just said, the ascendancy of Chochmas Yovan, which is the prime struggle against Torah, that's what Chanukah is about, that's what Bayis Sheni is about. The Choshech that has taken over the world the last 2 years, 2,000 years, is primarily the Choshech of Chochmas Yovan, the Kfira of being able to not feel the Rebbe Shalom and the Bria. That is a struggle with the Rebbe Shalom. The struggle of secularism against Torah Judaism, the struggle of feeling the Rebbe Shalom Debriya, the struggle of bringing the Rebbe Shalom Debriya, as opposed to living a secularized, scientific lifestyle, that is the struggle of the last 2,000 years. And the one who, the Maisa of the Simon Labonim, who represented Klal Yisrael and had Alexander Mukden, the representative of Greek culture, bow down in front of him, was the Kohen Gadol who represented the Kohen Gadol thereafter for all time, Shimon HaTzadik. Ezra Sofer was the last Navi, was also the Kohen Gadol, and Shimon HaTzadik. The Kiddusha and the Gedula of the Kohen Gadol is that Mitzvus of Hashuas Hashchuna, or Hashuas Hashchina. Misha Shochan Shmoy Bebayis Hazeh. That Kiddusha, represented in man, is represented in the goof of the Kohen Gadol, with his Shmoyne Begodim, with his Gong to Lefnai Lefnim, the Kohen Gadol Bebeis Kotcha Gadoshim, was the epitome of that. That is the Oymid Kenega the Minus of the Bayis Sheni. So we begin to have an inkling of understanding why the Tzedukim had their fangs, their claws, out for the avoid of Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur, because that is the opposite of who they represent. The Tzedukim were really, all they were was Misyavnim. They gave themselves a fancier name instead of Misyavnim. They called themselves Tzedukim. The idea that behind them was a Muchami to secularize the Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Am, to take away Kisvu Lachem Al-Kayin Ashor She'en Lecha Chelek Be'elekei Yisrael, like the Gemara says, Gabi, the Xerus of Chanukah. And that Muchama was symbolized for them in their attack against the Kohen Gadol. Now, Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Shamshon Kol Hirsch, points out that of all the Muhammads that are described in Shas, where the Tzedukim debated with Chachmei Yisrael over different points in Torah Shebal Peh, all of them are not really scholastic debates. The Tzedukim were secularists, they didn't care about Torah, they don't care about Torah Meshamayim. If you're Kofer in Torah Shebal Peh, you're Kofer in Torah Shebal Peh. Also, it's all a meaningless fight. All it really was, this whole fight against Misyavnim, was their attack on living like Torah Yidden, their attack against Chachmei Yisrael. Whenever they had a fight with a specific halacha, it's because there's something about that halacha that represents the yichud of Klal Yisrael, the yichud of Torah, the yichud of Lomdei Torah, and then they had to do away with that. I'll just bring a few pashta examples. One of the classic examples of Mechemes Tzedukim against Chachmei Yisrael was in the halacha that Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, falls out in Machras HaShabbos. The Tisru Chamishim Yoyim, Sheva Shabbos is Trimus in Machras HaShabbos. Tisru Chamishim Yoyim. Machras HaShabbos Lachayim means Sunday. Pashtus. Chazal HaKadoshim Dashim, that Shabbos over here in this context refers to Pesach. It's 7 weeks from the day after Pesach. Not in Machras HaShabbos from Sunday. What's the idea behind it? What do they care if they eat cheesecake on a Sunday or on a Wednesday in the middle of the week? What's the negius? Well, what do they have at stake? The idea is over here that Shabbos represents the natural course of events. There's a world, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, they're not koifer that there's a force that created the world. They're koifer that Klal Yisrael was set apart, set aside, has extra kedusha and an extra tafkin than the rest of the world. By the way, this is more or less the same fight that the secularists were trying to destroy the religious fiber of Eretz Yisrael. They have the same fight. They believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. They believe that there's a koyach elyon. The boys sitting in the Knesset who are fighting, battling against Lomdei Torah, Chachmei Yisrael, believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're not embarrassed to admit that it's created. They're not atheists. What they don't admit is that Klal Yisrael runs by a different set of rules. There's a different game plan. There's a different set of rules for Yidden, and for Yidden that live like Yidden, than there is for Goyim, who protects the country, what makes the economy of the country tick. All that is different when we're talking about Erlich Yidden than when we're talking about Goyim. We're not just another nation among 7 billion Goyim. We're something else. Hashabach Amonim Kol Am. And they know that, and they fight against it. That's really all the Tzedukim were up against. And the Tzedukim say that Sunday is just another day after Shabbos. Shabbos represents a day of rest in the natural scheme of things. Hashem created the world. We recognize that. We take a day off. We represent Ruchnius in our life. They don't have a problem with that per se. Sunday would be an added day. Instead of just having a weekend, you have an extended weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Independence weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, no problem. A-okay. But when we talk about Shavuos being on a Wednesday, what we're saying is that the Ribbono Shel Olam celebrating, giving Torah to his children, to Klal Yisrael, is something totally apart from Shabbos. It's something totally apart from the Seder HaBriya. There's a different Briya. There's a totally different reality. It's not part of the natural course of events. When we talk about Klal Yisrael having the Torah, that they have a Muhammad against. They don't have a problem with Shavuos. Torah is just, every nation has its religion, its mores, its culture, its values, its minhagim, and so on and so forth. That's fine. That's a Sunday added on to Shabbos. To make Shavuos on Wednesday says that it's something totally removed from the Seder, from the natural Seder of Bria. There's other places in Shas we find that the Tzedukim had a battle royal with Chacham Yisrael. There's one place, Pashas Pinchos, whether the Korban Tomid could be brought from Nichse Yochid. Chacham Yisrael Vashem from the Tzedukim that the Korban Tomid had to be brought Daska from the assets, from the Machzor Shekel of the Klal Yisrael as a whole. Avoido, Tmidim Kisidrum, we hold, has to be predicated, there has to be a uniform, there's one Shulchan Aruch. We don't say that everybody has their own Shulchan Aruch. Everybody has their own way of doing things. What's kosher for one person is not kosher for somebody else. Religion is not relative. There's a right and there's a wrong. If something is a good Shechita, it's a good Shechita. If it's kosher, it's kosher for everybody. There's no right and wrong also on Tznius and on Halachas pertaining to kosher kitchens and kosher any place else in the house. What's kosher is kosher. What's non-kosher is non-kosher. One size fits not that there's no individuality in Yiddishkeit, but as far as a standard of behavior, there is something uniform. The Korban Tomid, which represents the Tmidius of Avodas Yisrael, serving the Rebbein Sham, has to come from the Tzibur. There's a Tmidius imposed on Klal Yisrael as a Tzibur. The Tzedukim had a battle royal, the Gemara says in Menachos. They claim that the Korban Tomid, that which represents the Avodah of all of Klal Yisrael, could come from Nichsei Yochid. What does that mean? That means that everybody has individuality. The Tzura of Tmidius is individuality as long as everybody keeps their own free, uninhibited spiritual life, then we're all okay. That's connected the idea that Shulchan Aruch is the supreme authority on Jewish life. The same token over here, like we're saying, the attack, the main attack of the year that Tzedukim had on Chacham Yisrael represented itself in an attack on the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol going Lifnei V'Lifnim. The Kohen Gadol was the ultimate pinnacle of representing in human form the Rebbein Shalom in this world, not the fables or the statues or the paintings of the Greeks, of Greek culture, but the Kohen Gadol with the Begodim, with the Kodesh Lashem on his head, with the Choshen, with the Urim V'Tumim, with the Shem Hashem on him, going into the Beis HaMikdash, he was the ultimate, Shimon HaTzadik, Ezra HaSefer, that was the ultimate insult, disgrace, bittul of what Yovan represented. Alexander Mukden had to be maskim to that. That seed was the seed of the victory of Hanukkah, because that gave Klal Yisrael the spiritual myself, a sinful abonim, to have Yovan be mishtachaved. The culture of Yovan has to ultimately be mishtachaved to the supremacy of Torah life. And going into the Kodesh Kodoshim represents a return to the Shroshim, the foremost Shroshim of the Bria, Adam Rishon Kod Machet, the very beginning of the creation of man. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place where man doesn't have the koyach, the Kohen Gadol, doesn't have the koyach to go the rest of the year, but on Yom Kippur, one time a year, when man could go back to his highest source, mamish to start again from his sheirish, his nekuda, of Lefnei Hashem Tetor, to be mischaber again to the Kisei HaKovet, to go back again to the place, to Gan Eden, where he comes from, represented in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And over there, in that Kodesh HaKadoshim, to start again, to rekindle that Eish Lefnei Hashem, that was the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. That's what gave Klal Yisrael the Tahara, the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Tzedukim say, no, we're here. There's no ability to go back to a state of Adam Rishon Kohen Machet. There is no Tahara Lefnei Hashem. We're all in this together. We're all secularists. We have a religious life. We have a communion with Hashem, but to be able to go back to our sources, to be mitayer, to be reconnected to the Rebbein Shlomo on Yom Kippur, not the Eish that's lit on the Ketores, we can go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, but that going in, we as Oivdim, we only have the ability to serve the Rebbein Shlomo on the outside. We don't have the ability to go all the way back. We understand, as Lamed Torah, as Ha'el Chiyidin, that every time a yeshiva bacher, any time a yid, sits down with a Gemara and says, Amr Abayi, Amr Ravi, he's reconnecting with the innermost source of what makes this world go round, what makes this world tick. He's going back to the Shroshim, or the Bria itself. The Torah comes from, the Bria comes from Torah. Torah is the source of all existence of the Bria. Anytime he learns a Taisvis, he's reconnecting himself with the tiefste source of life itself, with the Rebbein Shlom, the Kisei HaKovid, with the connection with the Kisei HaKovid. The Tzedukim say, no, we could serve the Rebbein Shlom outside, we can't go all the way in. We have to be comfortable, and that's the way it is today also. Everybody can have their own religious life, but we have to be comfortable with ourselves primarily as secularists. Their attack on the avoid of the Kohen Gadol, on the Heilige Day of Yom Kippur, Lefnai v'Lefnim, was that even when the Kohen Gadol went Lefnai v'Lefnim, he couldn't serve the Rebbein Shlom Lefnai v'Lefnim. He had to do the Avodah outside and then just walk in for a visit. You can visit Hashem. But to serve the Rebbein Shlom on the deepest, highest, and most profound level, that not. That was their Muhammad. That was their Muhammad, and we continue having that Muhammad till today. We continue having that Muhammad with them. The Mela, it was so important for the crowning preparation, moment of the preparation, before Yom Kippur was this Masru Ziknei Bezin L'Ziknei Kuhuna, and they were Mashbihim, L'Misha Shochen B'Shmoy B'Bayis Ezeh, to be Nemon to Teresh Malpeh, to be Nemon to that Mesiris of what sets Klal Yisrael, Teresh Malpeh, the Mesiris of Teresh Malpeh, that sets Klal Yisrael apart from the Umas Ha'ilam. That was the preparation of the Kohen Gadol in his Avodah to achieve that state of Kapara, of Tahara, of reconnecting with the Rebbein Shel Olam, which is the ultimate purpose of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. Yirotzen, Sheniske, to go back to that state of having the Kohen Gadol, the Emes Kohen Gadol, the faithful Kohen Gadol to the Mesiris, Aaron, Kahana, Kadisha, represent us in front of the Rebbein Shel Olam, Lehitoher, Lefnai Hashem Titoru.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.